This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thew in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Chief Kyle Walker asks that anyone with information of whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thew contact police immediately. Virgil is wanted through the Wisconsin Probation and Parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. The headliners for this year's Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point have been announced. The 41st annual celebration will take place on July 3rd through the 5th at Pifner Pioneer Park. On Thursday, July 3rd, Little Texas will play. Friday will feature co-headliners Armchair Boogie and Crown Jewels, a tribute to Queen. And Saturday will be Brass Differential. Fireworks are scheduled, as always, for Saturday along the Wisconsin River. This free, family-friendly event will have three stages of musical entertainment and activities. Additional performers will be announced as the event approaches. One lucky person in Wisconsin Rapids bought a winning lottery ticket at the BP on 8th Street South for the New Year's Day drawing. The winning numbers were 2, 6, 7, 11, and 22. The Big Badger 5 jackpot is worth $109,000. The winner has 180 days to claim their prize from the official draw date. Badger 5 is drawn daily at 9 p.m. Ruby's Pantry will be in Marshfield this Saturday. They'll begin at 8:30 a.m. at the Marshfield Fairgrounds. There is no income or residency requirement. The cost is $25 per share. A big endorsement for the head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Ben Winkler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Winkler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run for the party's national committee. That includes the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. What began as a beauty pageant following World War II has turned into a position as the voice of agriculture for Wisconsin. The next Alice in Dairyland will begin in July, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is already looking for the next candidate. The 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, said she's excited to work with the top candidates applying for the position.
We are opening applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland. Those will be opening on January 2nd, and so I'm really excited to be seeing who is interested in becoming Alice in Dairyland next year.
The position requires extensive travel throughout the state while promoting Wisconsin's agriculture industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland is not only about sharing the stories of agriculturists, but also inspiring the next generation to continue the legacy. Applications are now being accepted for the position of the 78th Alice in Dairyland and must be received by 4:30 p.m. on January 31st. You can find out more at aliceindairyland.com. The transfer site in the town of Rome will now accept many electronic items free of charge. This includes everything from computers and laptops to electric motors, microwaves, printers, and handheld electronics. You can see the full list of accepted items on their website at romewi.gov. The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. President-elect Donald Trump has promised a new slate of tariffs when he takes office. Tariffs, or taxes on imports, are paid by businesses purchasing goods from other countries. Economists say tariffs are typically passed on to consumers of anything we import, from electronics and home goods to gas. UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of businesses in the state would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history, according to Wisconsin Economic Development. Congress passed an extension of the Farm Bill, a relief for many farmers, but that means they're working with benefits and prices that were negotiated 6 years ago. On top of that, President-elect Donald Trump has promised to cut government costs across the board. Add potential tariffs to the equation, and experts are worried about the agriculture industry. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at UW-Madison.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Old prices aren't the only problem with extending the current farm bill. Mitchell says crop insurance and conservation programs are at risk, plus the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which is still offering benefits too low to help those who need them. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, for the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity, and we literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you looking for a drastic New Year's resolution that might lead to immortality? A new documentary called Don't Die might be for you. The film chronicles rich tech guy Brian Johnson's quest to not only live forever, but turn back time when it comes to the body. He wants to be 18 again, and thanks to some controversial methods, likes his chances. In the film, viewers will see Johnson's routine, which according to Variety, includes a daily regimen of taking 130 pills, dinner at 11 a.m., going to bed at 8:30 p.m., working out for 90 minutes a day, and weekly MRIs, skincare treatments, plasma exchanges, and a type of gene therapy that is not approved by the FDA. That wasn't enough. Instead of celebrating his birthday every 12 months, Johnson does so every 19 months. And it only costs $2 million a year. The documentary is only 88 minutes long. I'm guessing Ryan Johnson wanted it to be much longer. You can stream Don't Die on Netflix. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the eighth film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. Could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high in the mid-teens, but the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill below zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, down to around zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.